Welcome to Salad with a Side of Fries. I'm your host, Jen Trepik, talking wellness and weight loss for real life. We're here to clear up the myths, misinformation, bad science, and marketing to teach you how to eat and how to cheat. Are you ready? I'm having salad with a side of fries. This week, we're talking about goat milk.
Okay.
Right, I know. I heard the enthusiasm. Yeah, right. Okay.
Well, you know how I feel about goat cheese, and right. I don't really know anything about goat milk, so.
Okay, so shout out to Stephanie Center. She, the Daily Detox with Steph podcast. She and I were talking, and this came up more in the context of she switched to goat milk because she could purchase it from a local farm and it didn't have a food label. And we always talk so much about reading labels. And yes, we want to learn how to do that, but there's also a lot of value in minimizing how many labels we actually have to read altogether.
Right.
And that's where the goat milk came up, because the goat milk didn't have a label. And then I realized we haven't talked about it. So here we are. All right. So quick breakdown, a cup of goat milk is 168 calories, 9 grams of protein, 10 grams of fat, 11 grams of carbohydrates, 0 grams of fiber, and 11 grams of sugar, right? So all those carbs are like the lactose.
Right.
And actually oligosaccharides, which we'll talk about in a second. Goat milk also gives us, like we said, protein is, you know, an ounce of protein in there, 9 grams. So a little over an ounce of protein equivalent. Calcium, potassium, phosphorus, magnesium, and vitamin A. Now, vitamin A, a lot of babies and young kids are deficient in vitamin A, and that has health implications. But vitamin A is really important for eye health, reducing the risk of reducing the risk of cataracts, and potentially also some forms of cancer.
Okay.
And then, you know, I always say this. I think it's weird that we drink cow's milk. Like, we're the only species on the planet that drinks the milk of another species.
Right.
Right? Like, I think that's a little weird. But so what's interesting in that respect about goat milk is that goat milk is closer to human breast milk than cow's milk.
Oh, that is interesting.
Right? So it's the beta casein to alpha S1 casein ratio of goat's milk. So it's like 70-30 in the goat's milk, which is really similar to human milk. And so it's one factor that also, I think, plays into the improved digestibility of goat milk compared to cow milk. And then the oligosaccharides. So the oligosaccharides are the same type of carbohydrate that's in human breast milk. And they actually act as a prebiotic, supporting the good bacteria in the digestive tract. So also on the digestibility front with goat milk, it's easier than cow's milk, right? We have the oligosaccharides. It also has smaller fatty acids. So studies show that the lipids of goat milk provide better digestibility with small fat globule size and high short and medium chain fatty acid content.
So they're easier to break down.
Right. They're smaller particles, basically. So it's gentler on our system. The other interesting thing, so allergy to cow's milk is the most common food allergy. And goat milk actually has a healing effect on the gut compared to the cow's milk, which is creating an allergy.
Interesting.
So the goat's milk actually with the oligosaccharides is almost like protective to the intestinal flora against pathogens, and then also in the brain and our nervous system and stuff. So it could be really helpful. Again, it's similar, more similar to human breast milk, and then, you know, has all these other benefits. There's also some research that suggests goat milk may enhance our ability to absorb nutrients from other foods. Again, like this prebiotic.
Right.
activity, I should say. And like, just for perspective, by the way, cow's milk is known to interfere with absorption of minerals, in particular iron and copper, if they're eaten at the same time. So, you know, it contains more of the alpha S2 casein protein and less of the alpha S1 casein protein, like, than cow's milk. So again, easier on the gut. And then with lactose, right? Because a lot of people, there's a difference in what we're allergic to, right? Some people are allergic to lactose, some people. So with lactose, goat's milk still has lactose.
Okay.
But it's less than that of cow's milk.
Okay.
Like about 12% less.
Okay.
And then if it's, right. I mean, some people would say significant, some people would say a little bit, depending on perspective. But then, like, if it's made into a yogurt, like, so then it's cultured, it's even less.
Okay.
So for some, and people's sensitivity is also on a spectrum. So if you are lactose intolerant, see how you feel, right. You know, depending on your level of allergy. I mean, you know your body, and you could certainly work with your doctor to test it to see if it's an option. Goat's milk is also less processed than cow's milk because it's naturally homogenized versus us trying to artificially homogenize the cow's milk. So again, it's just all of these pieces put together make it better for our absorption of copper and iron, and it gives us more vitamin A, and all these other nutrients that really – and like the prebiotic – carbohydrates, the oligosaccharides, it's like immune support and disease prevention and our nervous system and our brain and all the pieces. Like, it's actually really interesting.
Hmm.
With the vitamin and mineral content, goat milk has higher amounts of some minerals, but more interesting to me is that perhaps it's offers us higher bioavailability of the minerals in the goat milk compared to the cow milk. So not only does it have more, but we can also use them and absorb them differently. And so then, you know, I have to address this because everybody's burning questions like, well, I'm not drinking cow's milk anyway. I'm, you know, we have hemp milk and soy and almond and all the other things. So this is where then we have to compare the food labels.
Right.
And there's so much variety between all the plant-based milks. But remember, any plant milk is a processed food.
Right.
So there's additives. Like, they'll add thickeners and gums and all these kinds of things. I mean, fundamentally, your plant-based milks, in air quotes, are really less nutritionally dense. And frankly, not adding anything to your day by way of nutrition, right? Goat milk will certainly have more protein than these other options, less additives, but it will have more fat, right? Again, choosing our fat sources and what that means for you, and everybody makes their own choices. But the other thing is, it's harder in certain areas to find a low fat or reduced fat goat milk, you know.
I was just going to say, I don't know that I recall seeing it, but maybe I'm just not looking for it.
Right. I think it's a function of probably certainly some specialty stores.
Right.
I would definitely check your farmers markets. But also, yeah, actually looking for it. Really quick on the sugar front. So like I said, goat's milk is lactose, naturally occurring sugar. A lot of our alternative milk options have added sugar. So again, it's picking our battles and figuring out what works for your system and your life and your plan. And, you know, listen, goat milk is a new thing for a lot of us, right? But it's actually not new to the world. So 65% of the population of the world drinks goat milk.
Really?
Right?
Interesting.
I think some of it could be also, it's less expensive to breed goats. They're less expensive to house and feed and provide for. Right. And so that could be a piece of it. But I just think it's interesting. Like, just because it's new to us doesn't mean that it's new.
Right. Maybe the, you know, the processing too, because you're saying right. that that's essentially consumable. Is that a word? Consumable?
Yeah.
The way it is.
Yeah.
And with cow's milk, right, there's a process before it can be shelved and consumed. So yeah. it probably is much more affordable. I mean, it's
in a lot of ways, right.
It's not farm to shelf, it's go to shelf. Cracking myself well done. Up over here.
Well done. So listen, guys, I mean, maybe give it a shot. Check your local farmer's market. See if you can find it. Ask around. But it might be worth trying.
Now,
just an idea.
This is my last question, because this is a very important question for me. Does it taste like goat cheese?
It doesn't. I don't think it tastes like goat cheese, but I also don't think it tastes like cow's milk.
Right.
I think it's in the middle, right? If we think of cheese as like highly concentrated and sort of aged to some degree.
Right.
So that like intensifies flavors.
Yeah.
But it also doesn't taste like skim milk.
Right. I'm open to it, but I'll let right. you know what happens if it tastes like goat milk or goat cheese.
Yeah.
It won't be good.
We should get one thing of goat milk and like split it up between all the people we know so that everybody can just have one sip. Okay. Well, Lauren, thank you again for being here and joining me.
Always my pleasure.
Just makes my day.
Yes. And mine. I always leave with lots to think about and significantly more knowledge. So.
Right. Well, thank you. So as always, everybody, I'm your host, Jen Trepek. Connect with me on Instagram at Jen Trepek, JenTrepeck. Also, are you following the podcast on Instagram at Salad with a Side of Fries Pod? And then all the other social media, I'm at Jen Trepek. Our website is A Salad with a Side of Fries. So please, please send a message from any of the places, letting us know your key takeaways, your ideas, your questions. This is also the easiest way to learn more about working with me. There's still time in 2021, guys. We can do this together. So please reach out and level up your game by becoming a member. Go to glow.fm/saladwithasideoffries to show your support for this podcast, this community, and of course, most importantly, supporting your own health. You'll get this week's recipe for the ultimate fall salad, the video, the experiment, Casamigos versus my metabolism, and all the details for your live one-on-one session with me. Last chance for this quarter. So go to glow.fm/saladwithasideoffries or click the link in the show notes. All right, guys, until next week, take that Venn diagram. Push it into a single circle to remember that everything you do for your wellness is supporting everything else too. Yeah, adulting is a lot. And you got this.
Well, friends, that's it for today's episode of Salad with a Side of Fries. Congratulations for making yourself and your health a priority. Thanks so much for joining us. Be sure to click subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast platform. Share us with a friend, and we'll be back next week. Always remember, you deserve it and you are worth it. Happy healthy.